I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Planned Parenthood has begun closing clinics in what very well could become the first moves in ending clinics nationwide. A company named Marmonte is the largest Planned Parenthood affiliate in the country. It is starting the shuttering in Northern California with 5 clinics. It says with the stop of Medicaid payments, part of the Trump tax bill, it cannot afford to stay open. It says in just 1 week it saw 5,000 patients, amounting to $1.7 million in care costs without any reimbursement. It says as well as losing abortion counseling and procedures, patients will lose family planning, medical services, and some cancer services, as well as behavioral counseling. Now, the Trump administration says it is ending the forced use of federal taxpayer dollars to fund or promote elective abortion. It says it is a common sense position that the overwhelming majority of Americans agree with. Well, recent nationwide polling by Pew, Associated Press, and Kaiser Family Foundation finds most Americans believe abortion should be legal in all or most cases, while a recent Gallup poll showed less than a majority, 49%, believe that. It is not an overwhelming majority on either side. And it's ironic that this is beginning in California. In 2022, California voters passed a constitutional amendment that enshrines the right to reproductive freedom by a 2/3 margin. Now, the pro-choice advocates say there are still court battles to be fought, and they will continue pursuing them. The anti-abortion advocates say this is a major step in limiting access to abortion. One thing, though, is very clear. The next frontier in the fight over reproductive rights and its funding has begun.